Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 20th, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora, is evolution truly random? Evolution is not random. If we perceive anything random in nature, it only appears to us as random because we lack understanding of how nature truly operates. Nature's laws are very clearly determined. Nothing in history happened coincidentally, and nothing today is unfolding by chance either. The driving force of evolution is the constant growth of a desire through four levels: inanimate, vegetative, animate and human. The process of increasing globalization we now experience is due to these desires reaching their satiation and from a linear development where we could always find new solutions within our range of desires, we have reached a stage where we are becoming increasingly rounded, that is globally interconnected and interdependent. When we understand the forces acting on our evolution, then we can understand what is required to further evolve in either a painful or a harmonious manner. The painful path is via increasing crises that lead to reduction of the human population, and the harmonious path is by implementing connection-enriching education based on revealing to humanity the real world and nature we live in. We currently fail to perceive a lot of what is around us, and we have no clue about the forces acting on us. We do not know what we will think and want in the next moment. All of a sudden, a thought or a desire surfaces. From where? It comes to us, from the secret hidden part of reality that we need to disclose. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a method, called a secret science, which lets us reveal that hidden part of reality. When we perceived the entire system, the relations between us, on the human level and with the other levels of nature, then we naturally start thinking and acting in a way that is balanced and harmonious with nature, shifting our evolution to a positive direction. Based on a talk with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman, Close Up. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Reaching contact with the Creator. Question: should I minimize the importance of negative events I undergo and increase the importance of the Creator, or should I minimize the importance of the me, of myself, so I will not even divide the events I undergo as negative or positive? Answer: you don't need to engage in destroying yourself, not at all. On the contrary, you should think that you are strong, great, so you can impact the world in a good way and not minimize your impact on the world. Question: suppose I am summoned by the police or the IRS, should I immediately see the Creator behind this? That is, increase his importance at that moment and then automatically decrease the importance of the police or the IRS? Answer: you shouldn't do it intentionally. You should relate to everything equally, and then what difference does it make if you are playing with your child or if you are being interrogated by the police? You are in contact with the Creator. If you try to reach contact with the Creator, then this is how it is supposed to work out for you. Try it. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 21, 2021. And Joshua was old. Prophets, Joshua 23:1. And it was after many days, after the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies round about, and Joshua was old and come along in years. The Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies means that He gave the people the strength to establish the intention to bestow above all egoistic desires that are our enemies. Joshua was old means that almost all of his egoistic intentions turned into altruistic ones. It means that Joshua, who used to fight with himself and with others, became a wise old man. Although he fulfilled his mission, he continued to lead the people until the kings of Israel replaced him. Question: wisdom, is that what he corrected? Answer: yes, that is wisdom, that is strength. But at the same time, his degree exhausted itself, and he must give way to others. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 30, 2021. Understanding the Torah internally. Comment: it is generally believed that Jews are not liked. But I recently heard the following reaction from one of the readers: you might think that Jews love someone. Even in their sacred books, they do not recommend close communication with other nations. Go to any Jewish site and you can see a mixture of nationalist hysteria and praise of their own merits, both true and imaginary. My response: absolutely. Open the Shulchan Aruch, Code of Laws, and you will read that you must stay away from other nations, deceive them, have nothing to do with them, and so on. But we must understand that all these laws were written for our inner world, where each person breaks himself into two parts. One part wants to correct itself and be called Yehudi, Jew, meaning uniting with the Creator, and ascend to the level of bestowal. And in everyone, regardless of their earthly origin, there are egoistic properties that still need to be corrected, and one should stay away from them, twist them around the finger, deceive them into correction. That is, we are talking about a person's inner corrections. In general, the entire Torah, the entire Jewish religion speaks only of this. And the fact that it is used in the literal sense and associated with earthly customs generated all misconceptions about it. All primary sources speak only of the inner properties of a person: this in me is called Goy, this is Yehudi, this is Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc. And then it explains what I have to do with them: deceive, kill, raise, correct. But when this is transferred to the world around us, then everything takes a completely wrong form. However, if a person reacts correctly, then he transfers everything to his internality. And so people slowly begin to understand: everything that they see shows only a person's inner world. And there is nothing to say about our external world. How can we fix something in it? Our world is completely ruled from above, and therefore, we must just exist in it to the minimum. And all corrections can be done only with the help of Kabbalah through the higher management system. From Cab TV's close-up. Expulsion. What the continuous takeover has led us to. Question: why, with the changing socio-economic formations, does a person increasingly discover that he is already interconnected with everyone else, first within the family, then within the city, then the country, and finally between countries? Answer: selfishness is growing. My village is not enough for me, I need a large city, I do not need a large city, I need a state, I do not need a state, I need the whole world. And all this because I feel that I can be connected with the whole world, feel, understand, receive from it, and give something in return, but only when necessary. From this, in principle, all our current means of communication arose: the need for them and the connection between all. The fact is that egoism is built on continuous expansion, absorption, acquisition, and inclusion in oneself. It is a natural physical force of nature. The development of capitalist and socialist countries was built on selfishness: to swallow everything around you, to not give up the once conquered territories. Look how England and France did not want to part with their colonies, or Russia did not want to let go of other republics. This is a natural absorption process. And today, when these countries discovered that the process was going against them and they still had to provide for their colonies, they decided: why do we need to provide for them? We will take cheap labor from there, manufacture products and sell them, and profit from them. In fact, this is a different type of exploitation, only more modern and more hidden. Therefore, they liberated the colonies: live as you want. All the same, you will need our goods. And for this we will exploit you, pump out everything that is possible. The same is happening today with the whole world. But the world is becoming more and more interconnected, and therefore, a problem arises. There is nowhere to go further, as we have absorbed everything, divided the whole world. Now, if there is a new division of the world, it will be not for territories, but for sources of information, meaning an information war. All this is an expansion that naturally breaks out of our egoism. And there is no getting away from this until we discover that this is a dead-end path. Now it is gradually starting to open up. From CabTV's close-up. Those who stop thinking about themselves. Question. Ludmila Kozakova writes to you, you say that a person becomes a spiritual embryo when he stops thinking about himself. But when he stops thinking about himself, he is considered a fool. What to do about it? Answer, it doesn't matter what they think. What difference does it make what they think? If I paid attention to how I am regarded or not regarded, what, should I sue them? Well, what else to do? We must still seek the truth, constantly sharpen it, and live with it. Comment, isn't it harsh what you are saying? When a person stops thinking about himself, he becomes a spiritual embryo. He stops altogether. My response, no, that is incorrect. He wants to completely unite and dissolve in the upper force that he is seeking constantly, and he wants to feel it more and more. He disappeared in this, and that is why he is called the embryo. And then he grows even more and becomes not a fetus but an infant, an adult, and rises to the same level as this upper force. Can you imagine what this means to a person who reaches such a state and rises to the level of nature, upper and lower? It is incredible. On one hand. On the other hand, this is our goal, and we must achieve it against our will. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, August 12, 2021. Truth or illusion? Question. What is truth and what is illusion for a Kabbalist? Is the corporeal body, for example, and the way he feels it an illusion? Answer, there is no illusion or something that does not exist for a Kabbalist. He relates in a totally serious manner to everything that he feels, but according to his level. Part of what he felt before becomes an illusion and then it disappears completely. It happens this way because new vessels of attainment and new feelings appear in him. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, August 18, 2019. The importance of the Creator. Question. How does one achieve a state of there is none else beside him, Deuteronomy 4:35, in order to make our work easier? Answer. This is very simple. There must be a formal approach. Every time something happens with me, through systematic exercises I try to return to the thought that the Creator is doing all of this. This is done mechanically with the help of the friends in the group who remind each other about this. Everyone tries to return to this by making notes on paper or on the cell phone. At one time, I wrote reminders on my hand because then there were no means of communication like there are today. This is a long way that takes several years until you begin to feel how important the Creator is. That is why we are learning the concept of the greatness of the Creator, because if He is important to me, then I remember Him and I don't forget. For example, my little child is important to me and so I think about him constantly. I remember him and want to do something for him. Importance determines everything. So, it is necessary to think about this and talk with each other, even if just mechanically. Don't worry about it seeming to be automatic. That doesn't interest anyone, it doesn't particularly concern anyone. In any case it works. Even when we are dealing with this automatically, without emotion, without desire, yet as it is said, a penny and another penny combine to a great sum, Bhagavata 9b. The main thing is the importance. So, it is necessary to constantly bring up the Creator, talk about His being the first and the last, which is to say He both begins and locks in the entire chain of cause and effect where we are found. On my part, I must constantly make efforts to determine that He is the only cause and try to discern Him behind everything that is happening. Suppose someone says something, I see something, I grasp something emotionally. It is all from Him. I feel the Creator through some kind of intermediate system, people, events, nature, it doesn't matter what it is. There is some kind of inhibition, a block in the connection that conveys the influence of the Creator to me. I must constantly aim toward Him. That is the most important thing. When I tune in accordingly and try to feel that behind every phenomenon, every sensation, behind every thought of mine is the Creator, a thought is much more difficult to connect with the Creator and a sensation is much easier, and all this is correlated with Him, then in this measure I am already rebuilding the broken system, thereby bringing joy to the Creator, and beginning to work together with Him. Here very serious, entirely new relationships begin to appear between me and the Creator. So, the main thing about our connection is that He will suddenly become important to me. I remember how it began with me, the Creator suddenly began to be revealed behind everything, not just behind the group, not just in this world, not just with the friends, not just in positive or negative influences on me, rather, He was apparently found to be the origin of influence. This is a very important point, and we must develop it. The moment you determine that the Creator is the origin of everything that is happening with you, you will begin to become stronger in it. So, every moment, in every event, thought and feeling, try to bring everything back to Him. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 13, 2019. The Creator and I are partners. Question: does the Creator know exactly what I will attain and when I will attain it? Does He simply watch the movie in which I am trying to attain it and suffer? Answer: no, the Creator doesn't just watch us. He has arranged, organized and created everything so that we will consciously participate in our movement forward together with Him and become partners. This means that He actively participates in our movement upward. Question: what is the compass and what is north in spiritual space? Answer: only the group. The Creator is in the center of the group. So moving toward the Creator means getting closer to each other in our desires for Him, which means to the center of the group, and then you will never go wrong. You will see that the Creator helps you and makes you His partner. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, August 18, 2019.